Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. You know who it is. It's your old pal Don, for goodness sakes. Now, once again, I want to remind people, this isn't actually a Big Three Podcast. There'll be no Mole. There'll be no Perry. There's no Wolfie. So I don't want to confuse anybody, but this is another one of those best of shows. And this one, pretty darn good. For those of you that don't know, we stopped doing podcasts a little while back because, well, a lot of reasons. And what I wanted to do is keep some podcasts going just so we could kind of let you know what's going on with the Big Three project. As you may or may not know, we're trying to make a pilot for this. We've shot the pilot. Now we're going through the editing process. And it looks pretty good. And I think that people will like it. Let's hope we can sell it, or it's adios to the Big Three. Now, on today's show, we delve even deeper into the ladies of the Scaremaster. This show will go a little bit deeper into Perry's personal details, some of the things you'll hear about. You'll hear about his grooming habits, how he picks up street hookers, how much he pays for sex, which sex acts he prefers, and when he doesn't have enough money, how does he get a hooker? All here on today's podcast. Today you'll also hear about Perry's great line, you know the one, I'm having a hard time holding it down right now, where he's bisexual, where he buys sex. So fucking clever. So fucking clever. Another thing that makes today's best of show, Perry's Angels Volume 3, is it includes a new segment that became, well, I wouldn't call popular, but at least he did it on a regular basis, and that's Perry's Sexcapades. We'll include some of his sex stories from that segment, and this will deal with the past loves of Perry. So, this is coming up next. Sit back, slip into your slippers or whatever you want, and listen to Perry's Conquest of Women, your Lisa Jablonskis, the Streetwalkers, the Mercedes, the Prostitute, Kathy Majestic, I remember, and of course, Terri Ann Fuso. She's the best. She's always been there. And that's why today's Perry's Angels is special. Why don't we hit that? Today's kind of a cool day because I know something that Perry told me a little bit earlier, and it is bizarre because there is a woman.
How bizarre?
Well, there is a woman.
Go ahead and talk.
I'm going to, and then you tell me if I've said anything wrong. Wait until I get the whole thing
up. You got
it.
Go ahead.
There is a woman that has offered Perry something very nice.
Sex.
She will fuck Perry, but Perry has to not scream or yell this entire show.
Whoa.
If he can get through that, he gets sex from this woman.
Her name is Lisa. She lives in Temecula.
And what did she say to you exactly?
She told me if I'm a good boy on the show and don't get into any fights with either the two of you or even Mary Jane or start arguing or going ballistic and screaming and yelling at you guys, that she'll come into the valley and show me a good time.
What does she mean by a good time? Did she say anything?
Like go to the place, keep on stuff?
The four-letter word.
What's the four-letter word? Stop?
Fuck.
She's going to fuck you.
Yes.
And you like her?
I don't know yet. Well, she's got a great personality. She's a good person on the phone and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's sounds very nice and stuff.
You've talked to her on the phone?
Yeah, we've talked on the phone a few times.
What does she like about you?
I'm a nice, honest person.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not what? I'm not nice? I'm not honest?
Nice. You're one of the most despicable people I've ever met.
If I'm despicable, why the hell do you have me as the star of the show?
Exactly.
If I'm despicable, why am I Stone Fury?
Okay.
If I'm despicable, why do you have me on this show?
I'll tell you why.
Come on. Air five.
The truth of the matter is, you being the despicable piece of shit that you are is the only reason that we can have you on the show, because you have no other talent. but you're the biggest.
I have no other talent.
Name another talent you have.
I'm a drummer.
Awesome. Well,
I'm
drummer.
A skateboarder.
No, wait a second.
I'm a snow skier.
When's the last time you snow skied?
Snow skied? Let's see. This is 2012.
Yes.
When's the last time you did it on the podcast?
Oh, God. I'm never on the podcast.
See?
Snowboarded it was 2 years ago. Snow skied 3 years
ago. Where'd you go 2 years ago?
Local. Mountain High.
How many times have you asked him to go snowboarding?
All the time.
And you can ask me to go snowboarding, but you never... You and I never hook up. I don't want to
hook up with you, dude. I just want to go snowboarding.
Hook up snowboarding, fool.
Look, I'm not going to do that.
We're not gay,
I'm not doing that.
Stooge.
Well, you're the one who's like, let's hook up.
You were the one that came on to him a little while ago.
Like, hey, let's go snowboarding.
Hook
All right,
up.
Let's hook up, man. Let's hook up.
Hook up by yeah. going no. yeah, together no, to I the did, mountains.
We're not
going to
go together, dude. We'll go snowboarding.
Oh, Jesus. You're a moron. You're a moron.
Why did? I received a dreadful voice message from a young lady distraught over her treatment at the hands of Scaremaster. Sound familiar?
Are you talking about, I think,
yes,
Lisa?
Mr. Bonas, yes, Lisa.
Yeah, she was cool. She seemed really
Indeed,
cool.
Indeed, she did seem cool. Here, let me do this. Let me play you a bit of the frantic voice message she sent to me. Apparently, she went to the Scaremaster's apartment and... Well, things did not work out for her as she had hoped, and she goes on and on about how she went there. Here, let me just play some of
what
she told me.
Wait.
Well, this is the girl that came over to your house.
I wanted people to know where I was in case something happened.
He went over to his apartment.
When he opened the door, he was wearing only his underwear.
Yes.
He then grabbed my butt and lifted me towards him, telling me that he shaved specifically for my visit.
Love it.
I didn't ask which part.
Mm.
He pushed me over to the couch and gave me coffee. And that's where he told me that he would buy me a tank of gas if I would be, quote-unquote, nice to him.
What a charmer.
That was also where he grabbed my face and he kissed me, which I didn't enjoy at all. But I will say that he does have nice, pillowy lips, so I can see why gay men are attracted to him. Anyway, when I got home, he called me on the phone.
Guilty!
He left me a message that I have. He called me a hateful two-faced bitch and a cunt because of the picture on Facebook. He then compared himself to Madonna, and he said he would sue me for stalking him.
Well, as you can see, it's quite disturbing, and it goes on and on and in such a way. But anyway, I feel terrible for this Lisa. Scaremaster, did you cross the line with this young lady?
None of your business.
Did you, dude? Tell me what happened.
None of your business.
You know what? Listen. How about this? I want to give you an opportunity. Would
How
you like
you
to try
pay?
Another shot at love with her?
Wrong. I've got better women.
You're certain?
I've got better women that I'm dealing with, all right?
Let's see who the audience picked for you. Let's take a look. Oh, they went with Nathaniel's still grieving mother. Better luck next time.
Whoa.
Joke, dude, joke. Right you are, Walter. Right you are. Here we are. Why did the star need to use the little boy's room?
Ah, it had to twinkle.
Quite right. Are we adorable or what?
We are adorable.
We really are. Are we?
Yes, we are adorable.
Yes, we are. Anywho, goodbye, gentlemen and Scaremaster. Toodles.
See you, Mr. Adams. Wow. What a suave son of a bitch you are.
So how'd it go with that lady? It sounded like you guys
really
got along.
She's not sexy. She wasn't hot.
She sounded nice, though.
She was nice. That's why when she left, I brought her to a gas station. I filled her car up with gas.
Oh,
you,
that was nice.
You went to the
premium?
Door.
Regular unleaded. It's expensive enough these days.
What gas station? Arco?
Arco. Yeah.
You went to the door in just your underwear.
I went to the door with nothing on. There was no underwear. I had nothing on.
That's a fucking great move, man.
Dude,
because if they're coming in... They know what
and you
doing.
Told her that you shaved? That's the first thing you told her?
Told her. She saw that I had no hair there.
How could she see it?
Dude, I was unclothed.
Was she kind of like, wow,
you were naked?
What a small
yes.
penis?
Totally naked. You answered the door naked?
Yes.
What?
Like yes.
Crazy Did she make person. Mention how small your penis was or no?
No, she was staring at the size of my dick. She liked what she saw.
Did she say that?
She sure did.
What'd she say?
She goes, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm not going.
She goes, I'm not going there. She goes, get your clothes on.
So
that wait a second.
Wouldn't say that she's
that's
really
not what
liking
she said.
It.
She said you answered on your underwear, but you're saying you answered on naked?
I was stark naked.
You open the door, stark naked. Here's a woman. This is the first time you're meeting her.
That's the first time I'm meeting her, exactly.
Awesome. And so she goes, hey, man, put that away. I'm not going there. And you, so you go, okay. And you went and got some underwear?
I'm not.
When did you kiss her?
I kissed her goodbye. Well,
she said
you too much to multiply.
No. No, she came in. I asked her if she wanted some coffee because I was making coffee. She says, yeah. I got her a cup of coffee.
At what point did you grab her face and kiss her, like she
when
said?
She was walking, when I sat down to put my shoes on, I put my shoes on first, and I walked on the other side of the room. I put my pants on, my shorts on, excuse me. Put my shorts on, went to the kitchen. I was pouring a cup of coffee for myself.
Did you wear your underwear? You're in your underwear?
I don't wear underwear.
So wait, what are you wearing? Shorts?
Shorts.
Just a pair of Chicago shorts?
Show?
Show? What does that
Chicago
mean?
Chicago shorts.
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts. Yeah, I have a pair of cargo shorts.
And you're wearing a shirt or no?
Not at first.
Just the cargo shorts, and you go, let me go get us a couple of cups of coffee. Don't worry, I'm not going to drop any hairs in it because I shaved my whole body already. Did you shave your whole body that day?
Was it the whole body?
The whole body was shaved, yes.
When you say the whole body,
under
your
his
arms are still
he does
hairy.
Under his arms.
The arms have hair, but...
The arms, the underarms.
Neck, down to my nuts.
And do you shave your back?
I can't reach back there.
So the
you why have, would I shave my back?
I don't know. I don't. Why would you
why'd
shave,
you shave your front?
I shaved my front.
Why do you shave your front?
It started with a girlfriend that I was dating some years
and
ago.
And you just you like it?
That she shaved me first.
Right. But then it grew and back, and you me, didn't have to do it again.
No, no. Let me finish the story.
Okay, we're listening.
She shaved me first.
Hey, get a little energy, Sam Adams.
Shut the fuck up, asshole! You want me to tell you the fucking story? Shut the fuck up!
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not saying a fucking word!
Okay, so she said shave.
Tell the story.
You open your fucking mouth! I'm not saying shit!
We're doing a podcast, Barry.
We're not doing a podcast. We're fucking with me.
How are we fucking with you? We're asking you a story.
Joel is opening up his fucking mouth.
Well, we're...
Bob Mo opens up his fucking mouth again. I am not speaking to the rest of the show.
Well, Perry,
can you hear me?
We're in the middle of you talking about how you raped this girl. We have a new segment. The bosses upstairs want to try something different. This is going to be the Scare Masters America. This is where Scary Perry will go to different events, and he'll come back, and he'll talk about it. This week, Perry went to the L.A. Porn Convention. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
It was fun. It was really fun. I saw everybody. Vicky Vixen, Rebecca.
All right. So far, terrible bit.
I spent a lot of money there.
How much money?
Almost $200.
So that's almost like a third of what you spent to get someone to write a rap song for you.
Did they write you any rap lyrics?
Oh, God.
Who was the best porn person that you got to make love to?
God. Vicky was one. Rebecca
you made
was
love
another.
To these two? Whoa.
I've done Vicky at a club here in the Valley.
What was that like?
It was...
It's almost like Guy Talk Early Edition.
Well,
let's just jump right into it.
See, I just don't
Wait a minute. You want to do that? Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. We're interrupting this new segment, The Scare Masters America.
We're not interrupting it. It's
okay, we're
going
to go. I'm just saying we're going back to it. But right now, it's time. It's just three guys
talking about
sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Well, kind of going from talking about the porn convention into guy talk, Vicky Vixen was one of the girls that I had sex with at...
what year was this?
This club. The year that I had sex with her?
That's
I'm
probably
thinking,
a good thing to think about.
let's see, I moved out of there in I'm trying to remember when I moved away from there. Okay.
Oh, about 96. Jesus.
About 96.
And it was at a club? It was like at a sex club?
A strip joint. Yeah.
A strip joint. So what do you mean? What kind of love did you make out of? Did you hand rape her? I mean, did she hand rape you? I mean,
she sat on my lap, a little lap dance at first. Then,
yep. Okay.
Then I pulled out my condom, I put it on, and we had sex.
And then you did intercoursing with her?
How much did that cost you?
You did intercoursing with her?
Yeah.
How much did that cost you?
$300
to do intercoursing with her?
You were at a strip club and you had intercourse with her for $300.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much do you tip on that?
I don't tip on that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think she liked it at all?
Of course.
Really? Why?
What do you mean, why?
He was a young Scaremaster.
Yeah. That was right around the time that I first moved over to where I live now.
Oh, yeah. So you had just gotten into the place on 7722.
Yeah, I just got into the place.
Reseda Boulevard, apartment number 102. Yeah.
Okay. So you just got to a new place. I'm not going to say the address, but I think people know where we're talking about.
Yeah, everybody knows where I live.
Where, Scaremaster? Who gives a fuck?
Tell them where you live.
They already knew, and I'm not going to mention it.
Okay. You know what? It might be
so good. You're like, hey, I got this hot new pad. I'm a hot dude. I got $300 burning hole in my pocket. No tip.
No, it's not like that.
Do some club intercourse.
It's not like that.
Did you buy drinks there also that night?
God.
So you dropped about $500 there that night.
I did Vicky.
When did you have that
money? Wait a minute. You did more than one girl that night?
No. The very first girl that I did there was Victoria Givens.
And how much was that?
That was $100. Okay. I came back another night, met Vicky, went into another closed, curtained off lap dance room, and she gave me a lap dance, and then I says, let's have sex. And on went the condom, and boom, we started fucking. Two songs later, I shot a nut, and
I swear, it's like Fifty Shades of Grey.
Better.
It's better than Fifty Shades of Grey.
You should write one of those books, dude.
Why would I want to write one of them
because
books?
Because you have such really a flair sexy of the language.
It goes like this. See, my cousins and I were talking about if I'm going to write a book about all the
exploits,
the street hookers in the valley. Yeah. I could tell you where they all used to walk.
Where do they walk, Scare?
Wait a minute. May I interrupt real quick?
Shoot.
I think that is the greatest idea I've ever heard. And you know what? We're going to help you. I want you to start writing like little stories about sexual conquests that you've had.
About all the hookers in the valley?
Absolutely. And you talk about them, if you remember names, talk about this, and we'll start reading them here.
Oh, well, fuck it.
Can you do that?
I just tell you one right now?
Yeah, let's have one. Let's just
No. Like he just said, let's have one. I'll give you one.
I say let's talk about it later, but I'm being outvoted.
You're going to get one.
I think there's going to be a lot of them.
When I first got thrown out of the house with my ex-wife, and she
this is after you choked her and lifted her up against her
rib cage. Guys, she didn't put oregano when she was making sauteed mushrooms.
Right, okay.
And she had
Italian,
it coming.
If you want sauteed mushrooms, she had it coming.
Boom.
Oregano in there.
Okay, now let's go over to my new place in Canoga Park.
We're there at 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Wrong place.
Wrong place?
At 7050 Alabama Avenue.
I don't remember that. Okay, go on.
That was when you first met me.
Oh, Alabama Avenue. I remember
in Canoga Park.
Yeah.
The little apartment that was underneath the staircase.
You never invited me there.
Well, because we never were that close like we are now.
Does that mean that you would invite us now?
To that apartment?
No. To your apartment now, because you said you didn't know as well as you do.
Let's cruise there after this.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Let's cruise there. Well, all right, so you're living underneath
So I'm living
apartment.
Underneath the staircase.
Dudley is just being a bore.
All right. And there's this girl walking up and down Sherman Way. All right. You know, she's.
Now, have you had sex since your wife at this point?
Yes. One, two.
Okay, then go on. Pick it up.
Yeah.
I thought this might be the first girl. Go
no.
ahead.
You lived under the stairs because somebody killed your mom.
No, stupid.
They didn't know
Shut
you were
up.
A wizard.
God, you're a fucking idiot. All right. Now, I've got the studio apartment that's underneath the staircase in Canoga Park. And I meet this girl that's walking up and down Sherman Way.
Hagrid.
Not really. I'm in my truck driving down the street. She's thumbing for a ride. I pick her up.
Uh-huh.
Her nickname...
was Cunt.
No, it was Shorty.
Why? Because she was a child?
She was a short chick, and she was cute, and she used to always... she was known as Shorty on the streets.
On the streets?
Yeah, on the streets, because she was a streetwalker.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Continue on.
And picked her up. We had sex two or three times. And
how old was she?
I think in her early 20s.
Shorty was 40.
No, Shorty wasn't 40. Shorty was in her late teens, early 20s. First time with her was 20, and then it was like every time she wanted a rock of cocaine, it was like 20 or 40, you know, 2 for 20. I mean, 2 for 40.
2 for 40 for Shorty? Were you like, Lordy, Lordy?
Then when the bitch kept going to jail, she kept calling me from Civil Brand, the female jail over by the, from the fire training center. Near USC, if you know kind of where I'm talking.
No, not okay. at all.
Or there used to be a jail called Civil Brand.
Okay, anyway, she called you from jail.
She called me from jail, and she was yelling like a fucking banshee from hell, telling me to buy her some shoes. I go over to...
Was this when you were doing cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay, so did Richard Heaney know her, too?
I didn't know Richard.
Oh, Dunn. My God. Hold on a second. So you were smoking rock cocaine with Shorty, the street walking San Fernando Valley hooker, getting her bailed out of jail so that she can get 2 for 40 for Shorty. You were going, Lordy, Lordy. And how don't you have HIV? That's why you have HIV.
Have HIV.
You were making love on and smoking rock cocaine.
Oh, fuck you.
With a San Fernando streetwalker named Shorty.
Adds up to you have an HIV.
Let's add this to the fucking picture, douchebag. Condoms. I wouldn't fuck anybody in the street without a condom.
What if you could fuck me?
God, you're gay. Get
and
the fuck out of here.
And even Randy Callahan, you didn't use a condom.
I didn't fuck Randy Callahan,
faggot.
Yeah, but
faggot.
Could,
you know, he could have had things in his mouth, though.
You know, and that was so long ago, and I've been tested
How
so many times.
How long ago was it?
I'm just saying, this
Over
behavior,
20 fucking
man.
Years. You
this
guys,
behavior.
You guys are disgusting, and all you want are guys.
But the behavior.
All you want me to do is be with guys.
No, we don't.
Fuck you.
I just want you to be safe.
You're a faggot.
Why can't
you're
you find a nice
drug
lady?
I'm not a faggot.
Why can't you find a
Why
nice lady?
Why would you
lady?
Say that?
I got nice ladies.
Who?
What about Terry Anfuso?
Terry Anfuso's got a boyfriend.
You messed that up.
She's got a rich fucking boyfriend.
She's the love of your life.
Is she no longer Terry Anfuso then, or is she married?
She's not married.
She's not married, and he can get out of the picture like that.
I'm out of the picture like that.
No, he can. The other guy.
Well, the other guy should get out of the picture like that.
Do you ever call her?
Yeah, I tried to talk to her.
And what does she say?
She keeps telling me that she's busy or that she's... either on the phone or she's going to dinner with her boyfriend.
Let's get the guy.
Which was the last phone call.
Let's see if they'll come on the podcast.
Did you see that video of her singing?
Yes,
I
did.
Yeah, I did.
Blue skies shining at me. Nothing but blue skies. I jerked the chair mask off my feet.
That was a long time ago.
Why did she do that?
What, the song?
Yeah.
She was singing for the fucking Orange County...
No one knew that, though.
All right,
see a big fucking billboard.
Right, Perry, we got to finish guy talk. Come on, guys, let's get back to this. So what happened with this girl?
Shorty, I separated from the fucking whore. For all I know, she could be dead, too, because of all the crap that was going on back in those days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a lot of streetwalking killings and stuff.
You made out with her a lot.
Yeah,
you made out with her.
Shorty
and
I. Did she kiss you
a lot?
Shorty and I.
Tongue kiss constantly.
No, we didn't tongue kiss constantly.
Yes, you did. You did. She had sores in her mouth from smoking rock cocaine. You both would make out.
What do you know? You weren't even there. You
everybody
fucking dumb
knows
shit.
About you and Shorty. That was immortalized in that Billy Joel song.
Oh, God, you're a fucking freak.
Harry and Shorty were the top of the 40, and they, lordy, lordy, they smoked a lot of crack. Boom, boom.
All right, so Perry.
Yeah.
Is that the end?
More or less.
Okay. Before we close out Guy Talk, I really think that that should be something you do every week. A new story that you bring, and then each time you write this story, you'll be able to put it into a book. Okay. And that'll be a hot fucking book.
Okay.
All right. So you'll write it out. You'll bring it here every week. I want you to write that one out, too, so we can have that in the book.
Okay.
All right. And that was today's Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
Perry is fighting things. He's fighting his homosexuality. He's fighting
homosexuality?
So you think he really is gay?
Absolutely.
Why? Why do you say that?
I mean, I can look just by looking at his face.
You're sick.
I can see how some of the muscles are tensed up in certain areas.
Really?
Yes. I mean, look at just look at around his mouth.
Boy, you're doing anything. You're doing anything and everything that is a complete lie. That is a complete fabrication, and that is despicable because you only wish you could get me.
See, he constantly tells us he is not gay. He has made that comment for years.
Exactly.
And I always thought he wasn't. But when you bring this up that he is gay, I've never seen him with a woman.
Mary. Oh, yeah, right.
Who?
Leah.
Leah. Leah.
Lisa.
Who's Lisa?
I mean, who's Lisa? Lisa Marie.
Okay, hold on. All right, let's talk about that. Have you ever made love to her?
Do I have to make love to her? Lisa Marie was my co-host on my public.
Did you ever have sex with her?
I don't have to have sex with her.
Okay, well, we're talking about...
I love her as a friend.
Okay, well...
I love her like a sister.
Are there gay guys that can like
Terry.
Women?
Terry Ann Fuzzo.
She jerked you off with her feet.
Fucked me with her
foot. How many times?
She fucked me... For real?
Just how many times? People have
once.
One time.
A lot of gay men.
Oh God, this is disgusting. I'm not a fag. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, you fucking fag.
No, he's not a fag.
He's a fag. He wants me to be a fag.
No, Perry, you know what? Instead of fighting this, I mean, what are you saying?
I'm not a fag.
You talk about all these women that you've been with before, and like all I said. Wait a minute, stop. All I said to you was that I've never seen you with a woman. You're, bullshit. I was with Lisa. Did you ever sleep with her? No. With Terry Ann Fluzzo. Do you ever sleep with her? One time. Perry, I'm just saying. Is there
Lydia.
Any woman? Is there? How many times you slept with her?
Lydia? God, I can't even count that.
Really?
So many years.
How many do you think? You think more than
years?
I did with her?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
But this is very common.
You fucking asshole.
What?
This is very common.
Because it wasn't your place to be sleeping with my Lydia.
I didn't know she was with you. How was I supposed to know? I'd never seen you with a woman. You didn't say she was yours. I didn't know. I'm sorry, Perry.
How much did you pay her?
I didn't pay her anything.
This person in question that Perry just asked you if you paid her, did he have to pay her when he was with her?
Never.
You've mentioned three women.
Susan Block.
Who's Susan Block?
Dr. Susan Block.
You had sex with her.
I had sex with her.
Did you pay for it?
I paid to go to the show.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. It means he's paying to try to prove to himself that he's a heterosexual. What he's actually doing is defeating the actual purpose. I mean, you having sex with someone's feet, that's an acting out homosexual behavior.
Listen, loser. I'm a man.
Okay. A homosexual man.
I'm a man.
A homosexual man.
You're a dreamer. You only wish I was a fag like you. I won't even say homosexual because that's just way too nice. You're a faggot. You're a cocksucker. Mm-hmm. And you only wish I was your type of faggot cocksucker. I'll never be a faggot or a cocksucker. I'm a very religious guy. I'm very verbal right now because you're pissing me off.
I see a lot of anger coming from Perry.
I can't stand lying. I seriously can't stand lying.
I think you're good, though.
Then why are you lying to me?
I am not good. I suck at lying. You're the fucking pro. You're the fucking riverboat swindler. Gambler with swindler, whatever the fuck.
Perry, you're not bad at lying. I think you're very good at lying.
I suck at lying.
You're lying about your homosexuality?
I'm not lying about my homosexuality, you flaming faggot.
See how you're doing right now? You're doing great right now.
You don't do anything. You said you had these new things with the Perry sexcapades, where you talk about the prostitutes and the hookers that you've had sex with.
I left the sheet in my daytime or in the truck.
Give me a car keys. I'll go get them.
You're not.
Give me the keys.
You fuck off.
Mary Jane, go down with Melonhead.
I didn't know we don't have that kind of
time. We're going down together.
No.
Come on,
Perry. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Stop shit.
You're the stupid.
No one goes in my
car. No one wants
me.
To go in your car. Relax.
You don't trust Mary Jane.
I don't trust anybody.
Just remember what you got to just talk about some other stuff. If you wrote it down, you can remember it.
Sit down, Perry. We're going to cancel it again. Sit the fuck down.
20 minutes to wait for you to lumber downstairs and get it.
Again. Fucked up again. Fucked up again. Fucked up.
Here's what I'd like you to do. Have sexual relations with a prostitute this week.
Then
you could tell us about it.
No, it's not like it used to be.
Why?
Because the bitches aren't thumbing for rides and... in the valley like they did 20 years ago.
What does that mean? Is that when you used to get them? When they were
That's how they were then.
Are you afraid to get busted? We'll send you a prostitute this week.
If we got you a prostitute, would you have sex with her and tell us a story
about
it? Make
love to her?
Maybe.
Okay. We'll send you a prostitute.
What kind of girls do you like? You like flat-chested girls, if I remember correctly.
If they're not D-cups, they're not mine, period.
What if it was a chick who used to be a dude and is still almost a dude?
And has D-cups?
Has D-cups, but also is not quite post-op.
You're a fucking sick, perverted, despicable, hateful, ignorant, demoralizing, disgusting migraine.
Words can hurt, Perry. Words can hurt.
I'm not done yet.
Oh.
Migraine. Dude, you're fucking hideous. I would never, ever, ever, ever... get involved with a trans testicle, transsexual fucking whore like your mother! Oh, oh, oh!
Yeah, but what if it was a dude who used to be a dude, now it's almost a chick?
Yeah, had her penis cut off.
Almost. Listen to that. Almost.
A post-op?
What?
A post-op?
What's a post-op?
It's like where you put letters that go to different countries.
Okay, listen, dude, you've nailed a lot of dudes, okay? What if this
is a dude who also has at least one boob? Faggot. I've never nailed you.
Really? I'm the guy who's like, hi, I like dudes, you know, I'm reading books about
dudes. I never said I like dudes.
Oh, let's check early in the podcast when you're talking about that dude who's making sweet man love on you.
You did do that earlier.
You're like,
I never said anything like that.
Oh,
yeah,
put your pee in my V.
When you were reading from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, because I'm reading a fucking book, queer.
Right, yeah, you know, it's a good book. Books that aren't about dudes ramming
you. Oh, you fucking homo. Yeah, because I'm reading a fucking book and Christ.
Yeah, then what other books do you read? All you read about is books about dudes making love on you.
And then the movies you watch, you like movies about that. Because you guys are always setting me up for all this fucking faggot shit.
Okay, question.
50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, here's a straight question. If we send you...
The name of the book should be 50 Shades of Gay.
What if we send you a prostitute this week who's straight up pre-op?
I don't want it. Not one of my girls.
It was Sheba.
Sheba was disgusting.
You love Sheba.
I never
Sheba
loved Sheba.
Was your
Sheba.
Meal ticket.
She was. Sheba was your meal ticket.
If it wasn't for her passing away and you didn't have such a close relationship
and former lovers of Sheba, you would not have been in this show.
And think of this. You would not be here right now. We would not have done the movie. Nothing. This is another story in the epic Perry's Sexcapades.
The book, if it ever gets written, will be called The San Fernando Valley Whores Plus the Orange County Whores.
Catchy title.
Okay. Well, I'm going back to Costa Mesa, all right? This is back in the 80s, all right? Now, when I lived in Costa Mesa back in September of 83 to February of 88, I was getting girls on a daily basis back then. If there were not girls I would take home from school, then there were girls that I would work with. There was this one girl who I worked... There was one girl who worked for Beach Baby's escort service. This chick was rocking. She was 5'11", 40, triple D cupped bra. Her body was tighter than shit. She reminded me of do you guys remember the roller derby girls?
Nope.
I don't either.
Anyway. Well, this girl was like a female bodybuilder. But she was also...
Yuck, dude, that's like a dude.
Why would he
that's
always
like,
bring
dude,
that
those
up?
Those girls that look like dudes.
Does he like muscles? Is that what he's into?
I like women that are fit and tight. I'm not interested in women that are so overly muscular like guys.
You just said that's the kind of girl you like. You like a girl who looks like a dude.
You said I like a girl that looks like a dude.
No, you said that you like girls that look like dudes that are muscular.
You want me to... I like a woman that's fit and tight, not a fucking overly muscular chick that's, you know, built like a guy.
Since the discussion of her being buff, which means no boobies, were they fake breasts or were they just about to turn into little shriveled...
Interesting.
No, she was...
She had
was
pecs.
All real.
She had pecs.
She was all real.
Yeah, but you like pecs. You prefer pecs.
I like big breasts.
And again, not
Why don't
lies.
You just stick with guys? You seem
Why don't
to have,
you shut the fuck up?
Why don't you
and,
shut the fuck up?
You flaming faggot. Because,
I'm not a flaming
you're
faggot.
Disgusting. Anyway, back to... She's 5'11", 40 triple D cup bra. She reminded me of the roller derby girls.
Do you remember the roller derby girls? No. She had pecs, not breasts. She was very much...
What I was shocked
man.
Over was she didn't give me... two black eyes with those big fucking titties.
You had two black guys with you, too? Wait, there was this...
Black eyes!
You said black eyes.
You said black guys. You said the lady who looks like a dude and two black guys. So whatever you got going, dude, this is not...
Black eyes! Have you ever been punched in the eye, motherfucker?
No.
Stop it.
You said black guys.
I don't know what kind of fetish...
Black...
Guys, all right, you made a mistake then. The first time you made a mistake because you did say black. But you said black guys. Oh, correct yourself. Start again and say black guys instead of black guys like you said.
Oh, God.
The heart wants what it wants.
Yeah, the heart wants.
Freudian slip.
What I was shocked over was she didn't give me two black eyes.
Okay.
E-Y-E-S. With those tits. Hitting me in the eyes, E-Y-E-S. When I come, I'm a three-peater, or she's not leaving. Not this time. She made me come and then got up, got dressed, but she made me come so fast. She made me come faster than the song "Stairway to Heaven" played.
That's a pretty long
that
song.
It's one of the longest songs in rock history.
I mean,
really
people,
yeah,
it's
like
known.
What 8 minutes?
It's a little over seven, but
yeah,
still,
okay. Yeah. But so
now,
I mean, to say like
she gets up
to
and
say starts. Like she went so fast, you'd want to use like a much shorter song,
right.
And you would think you'd go to your go-to of AC/DC.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
What were the black guys doing while all this was going on?
There were no black guys.
They were listening
Didn't
to "Stairway to Heaven."
Okay, she gets up and starts, and I start crying because she got all my money for the week. That was $300, I said. I'm broke. I got to pay auto insurance. I got to pay a car payment. So she calls her boss. It took a while, but I did get my money back.
Wait
I just wish
second.
I could remember her name. I believe it was Mercedes. I'm not sure.
All right, so that's another great story. And the Perry Sexcapades. You
Why
know
do black guys like Mercedes so much?
Wrong, stupid!
Oh, God.
Oh, they don't like Mercedes? Well, bullshit.
Stop talking about black guys.
You started it.
I said black eyes. You know when you get beat up, you get black eyes?
Not me. Yeah.
Let me just try to understand exactly what happened here. You brought some girl with these huge tits. You fucked her. You came really quick, and she got up and got ready to get dressed. When she was done, you had paid her $300 to have sex with you, and then you argued the fact that, hey, you don't have any money for bills and all this, and eventually she called her pimp, and eventually you got some of the money back.
I got it all back.
How'd you get it all back? Didn't she deserve anything?
I commanded it all back because of me being as broke as I was at the time, and I needed to pay bills.
And what did you say when you got her friend on the phone? What did you say to him, and what did he say to you?
I mentioned that I had bills. I mentioned that I didn't have any money.
Did you cry a little?
I was crying like a baby.
Okay, there we go.
I was crying like a baby.
That's what we're talking about. She cried to the pimp and cried to her. She finally said, here, take your money, man.
You're pathetic disgusting. Little
I was a pathetic little fuck back then. I know.
Yeah, back then. So what did the black guys do after the fight?
What black guys?
You said you got into a fight.
Then I never you got said two anything black about... It's never...
Yeah, you did. You said, have you ever been hit in the face? All right, but then what did the black guys do after the fight is what we're asking.
He got afraid. He got in a fight.
It's called so getting black eyes. E-Y-E-S. Can't even talk.
It's time once again for Perry's Sexcapades. This is where Perry will talk about some of his acquaintances, the prostitutes and hookers.
And ex-girlfriends.
From the San Fernando Valley.
As well as Orange County.
Hit it.
Back when...
Do the title.
San Fernando Valley and Orange County Street Whores. Back when I lived in Costa Mesa.
This is number three, because we've had two on here.
I've got a bunch of them now.
So,
you've got a bunch of the stories.
Just go.
All right. Back when I lived in Costa Mesa, California.
Say the name again.
San Fernando Valley and Orange County Street Whores. Number three. Back when I lived in Costa Mesa, California in the mid-80s, women were every day. Yes, I had street girls, friends, but when you work in the grocery stores at the beach, like Huntington Beach's Ralph's Market on the corner of Beach Boulevard and Warner, it's no longer there, but it was like working for a modeling agency because chicks were coming in and always buying drugs off the shipping receiving clerk. How I found this out was because the FBI walked up to me the FBI walked up to me and asked me for the shipping clerk as I was out front gathering grocery carts at 5:30 in the morning.
What a glamorous thing.
Yo, it was crazy.
I know, 5:30 shopping carts.
I was doing carts at 5:30 in the morning. Okay. But I might be wrong about this, but that grocery store is no longer there. Why? Well, maybe it's because of what I did. Maybe it was because of my big fat mouth. Then sue me. Because of myself telling two smartly dressed men who asked me where the shipping receiving clerk was that morning. Or sue me because of one of the assistant managers that was flirting with me and her boyfriend, the GM manager, got all pissed off about it. let's see. All pissed off at me one day. Or better yet, talk about the affairs where, it's break time. 10 minutes. I'd walk into the break room. Then Tiffany would walk in and say, come here. And I'd follow her. And then all of a sudden we walk into the women's room. We lock the door. And she pulls my pants down, sucks my dick for 5 minutes. I shoot a low down her throat. She swallows. And then she comes out. Then I come out. And then there's like 5 more minutes for a little bite to eat, but there's really no time for anything to eat. And that
was the butcher lady?
No, she was not a butcher lady.
But you start.
Whatever. 5 minutes later, let's see, I could eat anything with But, you know.
What do you mean you could eat anything?
In 5 minutes,
where's
I
had. Where's your girl's name in here? I haven't heard one girl
I
in
said
here.
Tiffany.
What? Tiffany? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tiffany was her name. One of them.
Okay, so this is the story?
Yeah.
She was a street.
She was just one of the coworkers.
Oh, she was a coworker at Ralph's.
Yeah.
Boy, it really fell off from last week's now, didn't it?
What do you mean?
Oh, the story.
So what happened with the shipping clerk? Oh, did you narc somebody out to the FBI?
He got arrested.
So you were the narc?
Those are for you.
So you narked somebody out and then had sex with the butcher lady?
She wasn't a butcher lady. She was the one of the managers.
What did the FBI guys ask you, dude?
They, as I'm outside, you know, gathering grocery carts and stuff. Here's these two guys in suits, black suits. They both whipped out their wallets and showed me their badges and asked for the guy, the one guy. I mean, my arms are like this. I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Right. So
mean, my eyes were wide open. I said, I didn't do nothing.
What did they say?
And they asked for the
shipping clerk.
I forget his name, but they asked for the shipping clerk.
And what'd you do? You say he's right over there?
And I said, he's.
Oh, my God. I thought Italians were never supposed to talk. I thought that was like some law in your fucking culture that you keep your mouth shut.
No, you keep your mouth shut and you never say anything.
I'm not in the mafia.
No, okay. But you're Italian and that's all you have to even hang your hat on. Jeez, Perry. You really let your people down this time.
So what'd you do? You told him that he's dealing dope or something?
No, they just asked me where the shipping guy...
And what happened to you?
I didn't know. They all of a sudden, they laid me off.
They laid you off. Why do you think that is?
And then I was asking other coworkers why I was laid off. And then one of my friends, one of my rock and roll friends that used to work with me at the... grocery store. Him and I went to the Waters Club one night, and he was telling me that they laid me off because of me informing the two FBI agents that
I was selling drugs. Yeah. So clearly that was
narked him out. Whoa,
dude! What are you gonna do?
Whoa.
It's 5 in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. Here's what you do. I don't see nothing, officers. I see nothing.
I just do the carts, man. I don't really know what goes on around here.
I see a lot of things, but I don't know what's happening.
The managers are inside. If you need one of them, I'm not really...
But no, you squeal.
Oh, that guy? Yeah, I think he's selling drugs because models come in. And
I didn't say that.
Yes, you
said
did.
It to us.
Right there.
You said it to us.
I said it right there.
So if you said it there, you said it to them.
Hold your head
high.
Now
you said it again.
I didn't say
that guy's probably in jail right now, sharpening an axe.
Look.
When I get out. Oh,
first off...
That ex-grocery bagger.
First off, I didn't know that he was selling drugs in the back.
Sure you didn't.
Then you shouldn't have told the FBI guys that he was. And also, you know the other thing? I bet that once that guy who's in prison listening to this, sharpening his axe, and when he catches up to you, you know what they're going to be saying? Clean up in aisle 4!
We are running way behind today, so we should get to Perry's sexcapades. This is where Perry talks about lovers of the past. This is where
prostitutes, though.
Yeah, sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Not always.
The original title was Prostitutes of Los Angeles, of the San Fernando Valley in Orange County.
Before it was Perry's sexcapades, that was the name of it.
Right, okay.
All right, so anyway, this is where you'll give another sexual encounter. Take it away, Scaremaster.
This is going to go back to when I was living in Palm Springs, right? This is when I met up with these two hot chicks from Hermosa Beach. They came out for spring break with their mom to their Rancho Mirage townhome. Now, Rancho Mirage is just east of Palm Springs in the Coachella Valley. Again, Rancho Mirage is the upscale suburb of Palm Springs / Palm Desert.
There's no sex in it. You've gone through.
Yeah, there is.
I haven't heard one bit of sex.
Now these two hot chicks.
No, wait. Is this in Rancho Mirage or Rancho Palm Springs?
Shut the fuck up and listen.
Well, you're the one that's making it confusing.
Their place was out in Rancho Mirage.
But
they picked me up.
Was it at the Rancho Mirage Resort or in Rancho Mirage?
You should clarify.
It was at the resort.
Okay, get to the sex part.
I will. Now, these two hot chicks named Misty and Rhonda, I think.
Is this an imaginary story?
And their mother, Melinda. I don't know if that was their correct names, but that's okay. When we met, I was sitting on my perch, a garbage can outside the ice cream store Swenson's.
Hot.
They came to
were
the
you
stop.
Your
they
cut
came
off,
to the stoplight.
Cut off denim.
No.
You were in your bandana. Black
mesh tank Shut the top. Fuck up.
Maybe a spike chain around your.
Shut up and let me finish reading this.
Were you working the old men coming out of the golf courts carts?
No comment. They came out. They came to the stoplight. This was a hot, clean Cadillac Eldorado from the 50s or the mid 60s with those high wings in the back. It looked brand new. That's what attracted me at first. Then I saw these two hot young 17, 18-year-old chicks that were flawless.
With their mother?
No, their mother was at home.
Okay.
Okay. Then they said to me to come with them. So I get into the back seat of this convertible Eldorado.
How old were you, 40?
I was 17, 18. It was 1982.
Well, you can understand
how
I was confused by it.
Shut
because
up,
a lot of times
up.
You hang out.
Shut
you
up.
And you go, when
up.
You're 40.
Rhonda
a lot of times you check out teenage girls when you were 40.
Remember the problem you got it when you used to park your car at the high school?
Truck.
Watch the girls?
What high school?
The truck where you would sit in the
when?
Truck with your pants
no,
off watch the girls?
Never did.
Allegedly.
Shut up, you fucking prick. Let me finish reading this paragraph.
If it wasn't true, why are you so mad?
Because all he knows how to do is interrupt me.
That's not all he knows how to do. Is that you burping?
Yes.
Okay, continue on.
Rhonda crawled into the back seat. Then she started to make out with me in the back seat. Then she pulled my pants down and started.
Shut up!
You asked me what else I could do.
Then she started to make out with me in the back seat.
I can play the harmonica.
Then she pulled my pants. Then she pulled my shorts down and started to. Shut it, motherfucker!
Then
she started to suck my dick. I came and she spit it out. She's lucky.
Come on.
She's lucky that none of my cum landed on the convertible. Or she would have had to clean it off. There's no reason for me to read.
Why?
Because I got this piece of shit interrupting me all the time.
Who are you talking about?
No reason for me to read. Well, what do you mean, who am I talking about?
I'm listening to your story. Will you go on? I want to hear the end.
Now, we get to Misty's real cool townhouse. So the three of us walk in into the townhouse, and in the back is the jacuzzi. Their mother was flawless, dude.
Melissa?
Melinda, not Misty,
yeah.
Melinda.
Melinda, the mom?
Melinda, the mother, was flawless. She was a tennis player. This chick was hotter than shit.
And you were hotter than shit at the time.
Well, I was, what was I, 17, 18?
You were
a
good looking. 40?
Not 40, you fucking prick.
It's tough to follow, dude.
Okay, then they all told me to take my clothes off, so I did. I started to get kissed by her mother. Then the tongue started to go down my throat. So I'm making out with Melinda. And then Misty starts sucking me off.
With her mom right there.
Her mother right there, and the daughters give me a blowjob at the same time. Then we went into Misty's bedroom, and it was a big foursome, and sex was a dream. And then I saw that I needed to be home at around midnight.
Sure.
And I looked at my watch, and I said I needed to get out of there.
And did they toss you the keys to the Cadillac?
Oh, yeah, right.
That would have been nice.
And then Misty took me home.
Hot story, man. That was a really good one.
What'd you do for your birthday, Scare Master?
It's an 18-and-a-half-year anniversary with Terry.
Terry and Fuzo?
Yes, indeed.
I believe she was Miss Cleveland, 1939.
69.
You're gonna be a classy lady. What are you guys going to do? What'd you do?
Who's that lady?
Okay, you sat down. The waiter came up,
took me to dinner.
And said,
her
welcome to Fuddruckers.
Her granddaughter, Christina, met up with us. Not my daughter, her granddaughter.
Hold on just for a second.
Who's that?
And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
Okay, you were saying no.
Okay, Terry and I went to a... I picked Terry up at her house. We met up with her granddaughter.
Sounding good.
Christina at this real nice restaurant down off the beach off of Hawthorne.
Get to the point where she jerked you off with her feet.
Not last night. That was a long time ago.
But the stone
man. Why do I have to talk about that? God, you know, you guys are fucking perverts.
How do you figure?
We're
what
perverts.
Did I do?
Oh, fuck. Get to the point where she jerked you off with her feet.
Did you have sex with her?
Not last night.
Why?
Because we...
It was her birthday. She should have brought her fucking granddaughter and the three of you should have had a good time. Oh, you've God. Done it with a mother and a couple daughters, like you said last week.
That was something different.
Why wouldn't you do it with Terry Anfuzo?
Anfuzo.
Yeah, why?
Who's-o?
Fluzo.
Fuzo.
Yuzo.
Mizo.
Fuzo. Oh,
Mizo.
You guys are fucking assholes.
Fuzo.
Fuzo. What anyway, did I do, Zo?
Anyway. Let me hand you an awake.
Okay, so what happened?
What are you doing?
You guys went to dinner.
It's an awake magazine.
Well, you're in the middle of something. We'll get to your awake. What is this thing?
It's a Javajo book.
It's not a book.
It's your comic magazine. Book. It's your comic.
It's not a comic
it's book. It's the funny pages. It's the thing. It's the jokes and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, well, what happened on this date?
What are you talking about?
What did you have for dinner first?
Last night? On your birthday dinner.
Yeah, your birthday dinner. What did you have?
The three of us went to this nice restaurant down at the end of Hawthorne Boulevard.
Sweet.
And, very expensive place, too.
Where, down in Torrance?
Who paid for it?
She did.
She paid for it for you? Why?
For you and for her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend?
Granddaughter.
Her granddaughter?
Yeah.
And were her granddaughter's grandchildren there? I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying she's old. I'm just saying she's really old.
It was Terry, Christine, and myself.
So what did you guys have to eat?
Fish.
What kind of fish?
Which is my favorite dish, by the way.
Fish?
We had...
fish, my favorite dish.
You know what? Fish is your favorite dish if you had one wish.
I believe it was halibut.
You had the halibut?
Yeah.
Did the waiter tempt you with any appetizers?
No appetizers, just soup and salad.
What kind of soup? Would you like soup or salad? Or both?
We had both.
You had both.
Whoa.
I remember the salad was nice... Nice leafy, you know.
Green salad, a house salad.
Yeah.
You want a balsamic vinaigrette on that, or do you want a blue cheese?
Balsamic.
And can I interest you guys, any appetizers? Sure, we got a nice...
No need.
Okay. And for our main course, we know what we want?
I don't know.
You're getting the halibut?
Yes.
And for sides, we have that's a steamed vegetable on the side of that. Would you like something to drink with
can
that?
Can I use the restroom? Can we cut this real quick and I use the restroom? I just got to pee.
You don't got to take a crap.
No. Just got to pee.
Oh, you're going to go in there and jerk off again because we're talking about Terry.
Is he really?
He does. Whenever you talk about Terry.
You're going to go masturbate.
A lot of guys are like this. A lot of guys go like this. But when he talks about Terry, bing, just like that.
Are you going to do sexcapades? This is where Perry talks about...
I'll do my number 14th sexcapade.
You got to talk about it. You got to introduce it. What is sexcapades about? People that are listening for the first
time
may not know. No, but what you got to do is you got to talk about the fact that Perry's sexcapades is a segment of the show where Perry talks about past lovers.
Yeah, one of the past girlfriends.
And today's sexcapades...
Today's sexcapades is about one of my neighbors.
Okay.
Okay, who still lives in my complex.
Okay.
Her husband talking about people that died.
I guess if we're with you, we are.
Yeah, widowed husband was Jack Majestic, the escape artist.
Of course.
Did I meet him before?
No, you were supposed to meet us at the pier, the Santa Monica Pier, but you never showed up.
Was he going to make me disappear?
Not going to make you disappear, but you were going to...
Who's he going to make the pier appear?
The pier?
No.
Pier.
Listen, what Jack used to do was have guys in the audience wrap him up in chains, and he gets out of those chains within like a minute.
Impossible.
No, no, he used to do it.
It's impossible. You can't.
And he would appear.
He was like majestic, like Houdini.
I think I've met this guy.
Yeah, he was just like
because
Houdini.
You were working with him at one point.
Yeah, right? I was.
What'd he was play? Like who?
Like Harry Houdini.
Like who?
Harry Houdini, the escape artist back in the 20s or 30s.
I don't know Houdini.
Killed him and then fucked his wife.
What?
I didn't kill him, but yes, I did have sex with his wife.
Houdini?
No, Jack.
I'm confused. He's dead, though, right?
He's dead.
He killed Harry Houdini. Because wow. He made him, he said, he's going to
he
make him
He didn't kill
here.
Harry Houdini. He did escape acts like Harry Houdini. But yes, I did have sex with his wife.
And that's what today's sexcapades is about?
Yes.
Jack Majestic's wife?
Yeah, might as well.
Was she already dead, or did you wait till he was tied up?
He was in Glendale Medical Center with getting his bipolar medication leveled off when she came over one night.
Nice.
Okay, excuse me. Back to Scary Perry's sexcapades. This is number 14.
How did he die?
Harry Houdini?
No, Jack. Jack passed away of a drug overdose.
What's going on about how you had a motive with his wife?
He was an amazing escape artist too. His name was Michael Majestic. Now his wife Kathy was.
I met that guy before,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I met him in your apartment. Come to think of it,
I thought it was Jack.
That's
Majestic.
Possible.
I thought it was Jack Majestic.
Jack Majestic, Michael, whatever.
If no, I remember correctly. He had all this respect for me. He was like an awe to meet me. And when I talked to him, he was like, God, that Don guy, he's something special.
Kept talking about your blue eyes.
Whatever.
I remember that, yeah.
His hot, big breasted
chick. Do you remember that?
Can I fucking read my fucking story, or am I going to be silent?
Do you think I met this girl before?
I don't think you met his wife.
Can you do both?
What?
It's a good question, Maul.
This hot, big-breasted
big tits,
chick
right?
About Majestic. This hot, big-breasted chick about
Mrs.
Majestic passing away.
This is Mrs.
She moved
Majestic.
Upstairs after.
Is this Mrs. Majestic?
This is Michael Majestic's wife. Yes.
Mrs. Majestic.
Mrs. Majestic.
Thank what you. Was the cartoon?
Call her Majestic. By her name, please.
Kathy.
Mrs. Majestic.
Mrs. Majestic.
Mrs. Kathy Majestic.
But after Michael passed, he. Was in the hospital getting his medication level.
After he passed away, he was in the hospital getting his medication level.
That's what you
level.
Just said. In all fairness, Perry,
why
that's what
would
you
he
said.
Go back to get his med? That
He's
just seems
dead.
Especially cruel.
I said, but before Michael passed.
Really? I think he left out before.
But before Michael, because you guys are fucking interrupting me, I can't read
I'm
this
not interrupting
correctly.
You.
All right, we'll back off.
Quiet, kindly. Okay. But before Michael passed, he was in the hospital getting his medicine leveled. But he was always freaking out and stuff. So she came over so she came over for someone to comfort her. Dude, when she took her clothes off.
When you mean comfort her, you mean sexually.
Yeah, relax her, rub her down. Give this girl a, yeah.
So but you knew, this was your friend that you worked for.
Worked with.
You worked with. Did he pay you?
Yeah, we made money together.
But when you say together, did you set up jobs or did he?
He did all the magic work. I set them all up.
So you
were in charge of the chains and the heroin.
Oh,
just saying, hot
and
shot.
Just the
Pop
chains,
quiz, hot
no
shot.
Fucking heroin.
So it sounds
nut.
Like what's going
right.
on here is that.
Dude, so when she took her clothes off, she might be a little big. But solid. I mean, she was heavy set, but she was a solid, heavy chick. All right? Now we fucked, and I mean, when we fucked.
You fucked
those
her?
Monsters.
This was
titties.
Your friend.
Well, yeah, well, he was
her
in.
Her husband, when
he was in the
hospital,
getting
he
his
in,
medicine.
He was in the hospital getting leveled off, and
you were
she's in
up
my
his
apartment,
family.
And she's in my apartment doing a.
What do you mean?
And so you think maybe the depression caused from his broken marriage
okay.
led him to addiction? Did
now
it
we
ultimately
fucked
take
and
his
I...
life?
No. And I fucked those monster titties. Oh, you'll laugh at this one. Now, as I'm fucking those monster titties, she says, don't come on my face. Then all of a sudden, ugh.
You were right. I did right laugh there. At that one.
And don't the thoughts on. Of these things drove him to such
as I came right
extreme
on
depression that he had nothing to do but to try to self-medicate himself with HN, and it would ultimately lead to his death.
Now, here's the problem, okay? She all of a sudden moved this guy in with her, and they moved upstairs because I guess they go to the same church. So more sex with Kathy. Well, she gave me a holiday card the other day and a box of candy, and I don't have the funds right now to get her a little holiday card or some flowers.
This is Mrs. Majestic.
Mrs. Majestic, yes.
Whose husband you murdered?
I did not murder
adds
him.
To a
you
long
didn't help
list.
Him to live, though.
And when he was down and out, you went over and fucked his wife.
No,
you
did she whatever came you, over to me.
You did whatever you could to make sure that he would not escape from the chains that he both literally and figuratively bore in life.
Wow, what a piece of shit. You fucked his wife when he's trying to live.
He wasn't trying to live. He was more or less trying to kill himself.
Where would you get the chains for him? Like Home Depot or Lowe's?
I don't remember where he got all these chains because he bought a. He had like, he had a 20-foot thing of. Yeah, he had one chain 20 feet long. He had another one 10 feet long and another one 8 feet long, wrapping them up in these chains, locking them all together, and then he'd get out of them like that. It was amazing.
Did she say bad things about her husband?
No,
while she was fucking.
No, she
him?
Was great.
I mean, she never put him down.
She never put him down.
But she just needed to fuck you.
She always loved him, and she
what was
likes...
Do you think he ever said, here comes the old ball and chain?
No, not like your ball and chain, buddy, like your jail sentence. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Ball and chain?
I don't... It's not funny, not even remotely
you got us,
funny.
You got us. It's
I
like
gotcha.
In the Three Stooges when they had the ball and chain on their feet.
All right,
so Perry, let me just ask you something, because that's an interesting session that you had today. This is talking about...
one of my few neighbors that I've slept with.
Do you feel at all bad about fucking your friend's wife?
Yeah, but see, he was dying. And
he was dying. He was bipolar. And he was changing his medication. He didn't have.
It wasn't changing, and he was leveling it off.
He was leveling off his bipolar stuff. He wasn't dying. Bipolar isn't a disease that degenerates you. It's just a mental condition that can be regulated with medication.
What his problem
you, of all
was,
people should
it was
appreciate
an
that.
Well, listen to me. You what
did
his
you
problem
fall
was,
in love with her?
I still have the hots for her.
So you wanted him, Mr. Majestic, gone?
No, I didn't. I did not want him gone.
But when you tried to make a face baby on Mrs. Majestic, did you think one day you could have a family with her?
Wow. Let me take a second here, guys. I really am a little speechless over that last segment. Let's make sure we understand what just happened there. Perry's friend, Jack Majestic, was dying in the hospital, clinging to what little life he had left. That's when Perry decided the time was perfect to have sex with his wife. Now, there's some people out there that may feel, well, what a nice thing to help that woman through her time of need. I look at it, what a fucking piece of shit he is. Anybody who ever feels sorry for Perry, right there in a nutshell is exactly why you shouldn't feel sorry for that piece of fucking garbage. Well, anyway, back to Perry's Angels. We have a lot more to get to here, but, I am looking at the clock that used to be on the wall and the hands that were on that clock, and I see that we're just about out of time. Well, you know what that means, don't you? We're going to have to pick up where we left off next time. That's right. We have one more volume of Perry's Angels, and that will wrap everything up with Perry and all of his ladies. So tune in next time for the thrilling conclusion to Perry's Angels, Volume 4. Hey, before we go, I wanted to mention one more time about our upcoming Top 10 show. We're really trying to make a special show, and your participation is critical. We've been asking people to write a short paragraph about their favorite episodes, and we'll pick the best ones to read on the air. This is a show where we count down the top 10 episodes of the Big Three podcast, voted by you, the fans at home. We have a good number of entries so far, but I'll be honest with you. The voting is really close on a number of shows, and your entry could make the difference. So use that power of voting. Get out there. Show your American pride. Vote. That's all I can say. What the hell are you waiting for? All you have to do is think about your all-time favorite Big Three podcast episodes. Complete a list. Rank them in the order you feel they should be, and send them to Tom Brennan in a Facebook message. If for some reason you don't have access to Facebook, you can email your entries to thebig3podcast@outlook.com, and that Big Three is the number three. So it's the Big Three, number three, podcast@outlook.com. If you can't think of 10 shows, just rank your top five, your top three, maybe just your favorite single episode. But more importantly, we also want to hear why these particular episodes are your favorites. Just write a couple sentences for each episode and tell us exactly what you're thinking and why this is your favorite. Perhaps share some memories that how it's related to your regular life. Maybe you proposed marriage to somebody after listening to one of the Big Three podcasts, and that's why it's so special. Whatever your reason you like the podcast, just let us know. And if you really think about it, it's like a free $10 shout-out. Well, one last thing before we go. I want to make sure that you like us on Facebook. You can find our official page at facebook.com/TheBig3Podcast. So if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Instagram, SimplyDon1. My Vine is at Don Barris. Every week, don't forget to check out Simply Don the Podcast. That's also on Simply Don the Podcast Network. If you're in the Los Angeles area, come by and see me at the world-famous comedy store on Sunset Boulevard. I close out there every night. Monday nights, the Ding Dong Show is at 10 o'clock. That's also at the comedy store. And coming very soon, I mean, everything is in line, so it could happen very soon. The Ding Dong Show podcast is coming to Simply Don the Podcast Network. And when we celebrate this, come to our website because we're going to air some really rare stuff. The Ding Dong Show movie, who knows? We have some other videos, and we're going to try to do that on a regular basis, put up videos on there from Big Three, Ding Dong Show, or just Simply Don. Who knows? Maybe a fist fight with Brody would be acceptable in this. Also, the store, if you want to buy some T-shirts or anything like that, that's at www.simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com. But for now, it is time for me to say goodbye.